Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
What's good, everybody? We are back. It's your boy Gerard and your girl Gabby. Episode 60 of the Kicks and Shit Show. Bam, 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 bam. That was was.
I didn't know if you were waiting for me or
I mean, I was gonna let that thing run for a while. I was feeling good. The pipes were feeling nice, and
that's impressive. Yeah, man, beatboxing in my head. I'm gonna be like, hey, hey, Hugh, our editor, can you add like, let the beat drop? And that beat's like,
let the beat
episode
drop.
60, it's the motherfucking remix. Let's go. Giddy up, my friend.
Giddy up, Gabby. What is happening in these holiday summer streets?
Well, Gerard, shocking to you and probably everyone listening, I actually didn't see a lot of the streets this weekend.
What?
I know. I will say that the holiday weekends, whether you celebrate or not, being a New Yorker, it is the most beautiful time to be a New Yorker.
Because nobody's around.
Why? Because everybody gets the fuck out of town. So I love it. Like, it was like a nice little humid, rainy-ish Saturday. Mm-hmm, had a lovely brunch that we stayed through the dinner shift at the restaurant because... You know, you can do that now when nobody's here.
So, and let me guess, brunch got real boozy, huh? You guys were really...
A little bit boozy. You know, your girl is responsible. And especially now, and on weekends, I've been driving a lot into the city because when there's no traffic, it's a beautiful time. I can park on the street. Mm-hmm. This is like, I feel like it's borrowed time. So I'm going to be responsible. Is why, like, if I get boozy at brunch, I'm going to stay for like three more meals before I drive home.
Yeah, that makes sense. You want to make sure you soak up all that good juice.
Yeah, I mean, I had some churros before I got back in the car. We were ready to go. I wish I was joking. I highly recommend, for those who have not been, go to Bodega and get the dulce de leche churros.
Okay.
Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss.
All I got to say.
Gotta have to check.
Yeah. But the streets were kind of quiet. It was nice. Mm-hmm. I slept a lot. It was very relaxing. Mm-hmm, and, you know, I saw some fireworks. Mm-hmm. Had a few, went to like a downtown market in Jersey City. Ooh. That was really cool. I've gotten a lot of comments on my stories about the Hennessy gummy bears that I was snacking on.
Hennessy gummy bears. Wow.
Life changing. I might have to bring you some, Gerard. You know, we have our annual rendezvous in the city. Like, I feel like once things start opening up more, which they already are, this is going to change from, like a once a year to like, you know. But as a lovely to see you gift, I'm going to bring some Henny gummy bears.
I appreciate that. That would be lovely. I'm looking forward to that. You know what I was thinking? I was like, you know, it's summertime, man. You know, we're out here. We're on the Hudson River on the west side of the city. And it's like, look, man, I need friends who got boats. So we're putting this out there, the K&S community. Any of y'all got boats? Let us know. Hit us up.
I got my flippy floppy. So. But I will say, Gerard, you know, you could come to Jersey because I could always, like, you know, wine and dine you, put the top down, take a little spin in the two-seater. You know, I've heard Jersey's really beautiful this time of year. There's a great view of Manhattan. You can see the lovely West Side.
It's true. I could see my apartment from there. You know, that's something we could potentially consider doing, you know.
We could potentially consider. Did you hear that? That is saying potentially twice.
I know.
That's like a double negative. That's like a hard pass, my friend.
No.
X
don't
give it to you. No.
X gonna give it. Give it to you. Respectfully. No. Respectfully, no. No. We'll definitely, as it is summertime, we gotta do some more K&S on the road. Just.
You mean K&S on the road? You mean feats in the streets, right?
Feats in the streets. Yes, that is how we are branding this. You know, and it's just summertime is, just, I feel like for me, it's just an energy time, right? Like I get charged up in the summer. It's like, ooh, it like revitalizes me as we head toward,
what is the summer like?
It's like, ooh, what's that? What you?
Is that what you? I'm here for that. Yeah.
You're wild.
What's going on in those streets, Gerard?
You're crazy. But it gets you, I feel like, especially for where we are on the calendar, right? It gets you prepared for that Q4, right? Just that end of the year where you're like, all right, I got to just, you know, make sure I'm on my grind.
We're not even halfway through the summer, and we're talking about end of the year. What happens end of the year?
Christmas?
Cold weather. Yeah, you're asking the Jewish girl if Christmas.
Hanukkah, close enough. It's all the same.
No, I'm a Christmas girl. Let's relax. Okay?
Think about it, though. Like, I've always said this. When July 4th hits, summer's basically over. Like...
I'm sorry, no, when my birthday hits, then summer is basically over, okay? There's a reason that I have the nickname Jewish Mamba, self-proclaimed, because Kobe, the late Kobe and I share a birthday, August 23rd.
It's true.
The day before Mamba Day, there's a lot to celebrate, so until that happens, summer is not over, my friend.
Well,
to politely disagree.
All right, summer may extend, especially if we are in Vegas for NBA Summer League in August.
I'm sorry, did I catch a wee in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie? Like, what was that? want to make sure that the reception was clear.
Yes, it's on record. We discussed this already, like the potential of being in Vegas for Summer League. Now,
and I'm always the one to bring it up. This is the difference here. I feel like you just like flipped the script. You dropped that thing down, flipped it, and reverse it. I am here for this.
Oh, yes. Oh, Lord, here we go. Yeah, Jesus Christ. And like you, and then Jenna's gonna be like, well, now I have to go too. It's like, okay.
Well, you know, I'm not allowed to check a bag though, because I'm not missing another flight because of her. I love Jenna. But your girl does not miss flight. Virgo seasons. Virgos. Which Jenna, I don't know how Jenna is a Virgo. Because
she's a different, you know, she's a different kind of Virgo, right? Different side of the same coin. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I mean, I feel like I look at Jenna and I look at like it's like the ghost of Christmas past for me, except I never missed any flights. Like, I also love when Jenna is like, oh yeah, you know, like there's people our age. I'm like, sure, that okay. Yeah, our age.
Our age.
So now we're what are we, a fucking demographic group? Like ages 13 to 47? Like, come on. Our age. Okay. Go ahead.
Gotta love it. Shout out to my co-host Jenna on the 7 Footers Basketball Podcast. So I do want to get into, though, some, you know, brief sneaker talk. So there's been some rumblings out here in these streets about a new collaboration with Jordan Brand coming up. And one... See, let me rephrase that. It's not even a new collaboration because this person, this designer, has been collaborating with Jordan Brand for a gazillion years, it seems. Virgil is out here and we are talking about the Off-White Jordan 2s. Now, it'll be so interesting to see what happens when this, I mean, not, yes and no, because we know what's going to happen. But the thing that's going to be funny about it, Gabby, is that all of a sudden, everybody's going to be like, oh, I love 2s. And we're going to be like...
Everyone's going to be like, hashtag me too. I don't think so. Your girl's going to say hard pass. I'm going to phone a friend. I'm going to call Big Wad. He's going to say no. He's going to say Virgil is brilliant for trolling us again. I love seeing all these memes about how 2s are going to be trending. 2s are not trending. There are a couple good collabs. You know, the Vashi pair over the years. I respect it. No, thank you.
Yeah.
But that's how you know Virgil is really trolling. Like, what is he going to do? A Virgil Monarch next? Then I'm out. Then I'm done.
But it,
actually, I'll probably go for that one. Yeah. I would pick that over a 2 any day, though.
Well, because it's so funny, right? Because no one talks about 2s. Like, ever.
And there's been some good 2s over the years. It's just not my bag. I mean, they look like bowling shoes. And that's okay. Like, there's some fire colorways, you know? But the fact that now there is hype around a 2... said nobody ever, like, that's how I feel.
And I'd be so, I just can't wait to see this the leaked sketches of what this is going to be, because I mean, it's just gonna have Off-White on the side with a zip tie. Like, I'm gonna be like, oh, that makes it dope. Like, and again, this is not knocking Virgil, because I love Off-White, I love what Virgil does, but like, again, as Waz pointed out, like, he loves to troll, man, and be like, all right, let me just tell y'all, like, why this is so ridiculous, but you're all going to buy it anyway. And like,
which, you know, is why it's a 2. The fact that it's a 2 is ridiculous enough. Say less. Like, there's nothing else that needs to be said. Heard you.
Heard you. I'm going to be curious to see, like, on following certain people on the sneaker Instagrams and Twitter, like, who is, like, out there, like, trying to be like, I'm getting these 2s, you know?
I mean, I'm already seeing the chatter about it. It's not the most positive. it's like up there with like the haters gonna say it's Photoshop, like, oh, you were gonna say you were a fan of 2s all along. Okay,
you pull up past tweets and you're like, but I heard you I see you disparaging 2s, like,
yeah, let's cancel culture anyone who says that they're a big fan of 2s all of a sudden. I don't think so. I would love to see, like, if StockX and eBay and GOAT, if all of a sudden their sale of other 2s starts to go up, if there's like a weird halo for people to like prove, like, oh, I've been here all along. Nah, bro, you have a StockX tag on that.
Nah, bro. Nah, bro.
No, Teddy Roosevelt. I don't think so.
Teddy Roosevelt. Wow. What else for you? I mean, that for me was like the first thing. I was like, ooh, I definitely want to. What else for you in sneaker news that's catching your eye?
So I think there's a few things for me. The first is, you know, I've been talking to a few of our favorite creators on Instagram. And, you know, Instagram has been putting a lot more support around videos, which, Gerard, I am sure you were very happy to hear about, because that might mean we are one step closer to the TikTok. But, you know, the way that Instagram algorithms right now are working, it's like a lot of people keep talking about, like, their amazing sneaker content isn't really getting seen until they start doing reels and videos. So that's something that's kind of new and exciting. I don't know, Gerard, do you think you want to dip your toe in the reels and the video pool for K&S?
I mean, look, You know my
Hazel
thing.
Hazel going to be cinematographer?
She might be. She might be. Listen, she's had a very busy weekend. You know, we were at the grandparents' house in her pool. You know,
I was gonna say, for those who don't know, Hazel is Gerard's dog. Let me clarify that.
Clarify that. As our rumors get started. Yeah, she's in the grandparents' pool. You know, luxuriating today. You know,
luxuriating.
Let's
put that on the bottom. Let's try to use that in a sentence someday.
Luxuriating.
Today's word of the day is
luxuriating. Oh yeah, had a great time. Had herself a nice beef shank bone. I mean, listen, she was out here in these streets living her best life.
Right.
That's how she does. She lives her best life. You know, she you know, and she might be a cinematographer. She might be in some of the reels. We'll see. You know.
Oh, I'm here for that.
She's always asking about where. Well, it was her birthday recently. She turned 12 on July 1st. So you know, happy birthday to Hazel.
Happy birthday, Hazel.
She was like, "Yo, Dad, where are my shoes? How come I don't get dope Nikes or dope Jordans?" I was like, "Look, let's come on." Because you have four legs. So that means you got to get two pairs of shoes.
Like, so riddle me this, Gerard.
Yes?
If you're going to put Hazel in a pair of sneakers, do you get her like the newborn booties with the soft bottoms? Or are there, does Nike make a doggy shoe? I don't think they do.
They don't. But you know what? Maybe we should reach out to our friends over there and be like, look, you guys should make some doggy J's.
And then make them in Gabby's size so she can try them on and see how they look. Size 7, y'all.
I would probably just get her the little toddler versions and like and put them on and like.
That's what I mean with like the soft bottom,
yeah,
like
yeah,
warm booty.
Yeah,
you know? You gotta be able to flex in those kicks.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll show her. I'll take her through the lookbook and see which one she likes.
The lookbook. Oh, okay, you mean AKA the sneakers app? That's probably the only W any of us will ever take, Gerard.
It's just something that's just like oh, baby look, shoes. The baby shoes
for Hazel.
I mean, a win's a win, right? You take them how you can get them. What if I started posting W's? Like, oh, got the W on those new... Like,
no one's going to believe it. They're going to be like, this shit's Photoshop.
I mean, yeah, I'd be like, I don't. I get them for free. Thank you anyway.
I will say, though, you know, knowing your luck, though, the time that you do try to get it, you're going to win. Because I strongly believe what some of our friends and past guests have said, the newer accounts are higher up in the algorithm.
Perhaps. Although I have not been very lucky lately, and I've tried to win quite a few pairs, and I've been denied.
9:59, 10 a.m.
I'm there well before that.
All right, Sarah, that's true. You are always pleasantly early.
I'm an early riser, man. I'm getting denied. So you know, I'm just like the rest of y'all in the sneakers app, man. Getting denied. That's why you got to build your collection another way, like our good friend Darren Ravel says.
I was going to say, so that's why I am also super hype about some of these August releases coming out from Yeezy. There's a mix of some new, a mix of some old, and for me, the holy grail of Yeezys is coming out. So I don't want to be greedy and say I need two pairs, but like, I don't like need two pairs. And for those who don't know, it is the original Wave Runner.
That's your jam.
I tried to buy them from Diana. It wasn't meant to be in the past. So a friend.
She didn't just like nah, I'm not selling them, right? Like it just didn't work.
No, she was gonna sell them to me, but you know, and as our lovely guest Tara has said in the past, you know, and TJ would support why I did not buy them. Mm-hmm. It was, you know,
rents
you shouldn't be sacrificing your rent. You shouldn't be sacrificing your bills and expenses. And sometimes when we freelance, there's ebbs and flows to everything. So
sure
I
enough.
Was trying to be responsible, and I said, you know, this is a great deal. If someone wants to buy them at the higher price before I can make it happen, and that's what happened.
I'm with you on that.
I unintentionally manifested that. So I take responsibility for that. I still talk about this with Diana, 2 years later? And the sneaker gods have a shining light on me. Because not only are the Wave Runners coming out.
What else?
You know
what else?
Rumored to come out in 2022.
What else?
I feel like Jason's kid's not even going to be as excited as I am about the Zoom Flight 95s. Can't wait.
Well, we as we know,
37 pairs. Hopefully, they come in smaller than an 8. That's all I got to say as a prayer.
As we know,
otherwise,
the Zoom Flight 95s are
socks.
Gabby's favorite shoe. It was your first basketball shoe growing up, right?
My first basketball shoe, but I wore it for tennis, not for basketball.
Correct.
Because
correct.
When I played basketball, my little tootsies were too small still. So I wore a lot of socks in it. It was a little bit big.
Yo, that first time you showed up at your first tennis match in Air Zoom Flight 95s, what was the girl across the net? Was she like,
I think they were used to that for me anyway, because I used to show up in like full Adidas fits. Also, like Adidas pants in every color, the track jackets. Like, I still have my track jacket from Italy that my mom was like, you know what? You're going to dress like this. We're going to at least get it tailored. So it's like, it fits like perfection. Okay, like this navy right. Run DMG. I call it the Run DMG jacket, you know.
Run DMG. And, Jesus Christmas.
I don't know. I think people were used to me in a different style.
Gotcha.
Like, I wore a lot of soccer clothes and basketball clothes in the tennis court. Like when Nike did a tennis skirt that was made out of like mesh material, but it was a skirt, I was like, the heavens have opened up. Someone has heard me. This is like perfect. And then they never made them again. So here we are. But I still have that skirt. That's from my college tennis days.
Look at that. All right. You out here.
But I don't know. My mom even remembers the sneakers. She was like, oh, the ones with the bubbles on the side. I'm like,
oh, look at yes. Shouts to Mama Rosenthal. Way to recommend that. Speaking of athletes, Gabby, something else I wanted to touch on. So we know that name, image, and likeness is an issue that college athletes have been fighting for some time, and it looks like now they will, in fact, be able to profit off their own name, image, and likeness, right? For years, the NCAA used to own an NCAA's athlete's name and likeness and image in perpetuity, right? Which means forever. Right? Yep. But now, athletes can cash in, and we're already starting to see some deals. I wonder, what are we going to see as it relates to the sneaker and shoe brands? And the reason why I ask that is that there's a balance there, right? Because if you're at a school like Michigan, who I believe they're still a Jordan brand school, right? Like, or they're part of the Nike family either, or like, you're not gonna be able to sign an Adidas deal, right? Like, I don't think that's gonna work. It's certainly not on the field. So I think it'll be interesting to see how the shoe brands, if they, and what they do, how they jump into it with NCAA athletes.
No, I agree. And I think, you know, it's already starting, right? If you like log into Cameo, for those of you who have the app or don't know what it is, it's where celebrities or talent or athletes or personalities, you can pay them to say a message. We're already starting to see some NCAA athletes pop up on there. I mean, some of this may or may not have been happening behind the scenes already. I think, you know, in terms of influencer marketing and brands, we're going to see a lot of stuff. I think the sky's the limit. The one difference for me, though, versus like a professional athlete is, I think actually two differences. The first is that there are so many players that are not going to end up going pro. So I think we're going to see an oversaturation at first of people and teams being like, let me live this 15 seconds while I've got it. And I don't blame them. This is a whole new frontier. So I think that's going to be the first bubble that we're seeing. That's going to be the new bubble watch for, especially for like college athletes. The second, I think, in terms of sneakers is a very interesting point, right? Where, you know, I look at like the W and we have a lot of the athletes getting colorways of existing shoes already. Mm-hmm. Like I love watching Kia Nurse, especially when she was on Liberty, because she always has like the flyest and newest silhouettes, but in colors that are tailored for her, you know, and I think she does a great job. I think that's what we're going to see a little bit more in college. Yeah. I don't think, you know,
no signature lines.
We're going to see any signature, but I'm intrigued to see if this trickles over to the G League as well, or how that's going to impact things. Like, there's a lot of eyes coming up on the G League this season.
For sure, yeah.
In general, but are athletes going to stay in college longer because now there's this profitability option? I think it's going to change the game in ways that we haven't really talked about yet. So I'm intrigued and excited to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think, look, to your point, there is a fundamental reshaping of what's happening at that level now, right? Not only is there the G League, you have overseas options, you have the professional collegiate league. I mean, there are so many different ways in which players can look at their post-secondary, right, post-high school education and their dreams of playing professional basketball or professional basketball, like, because football is a specific thing, right? Like, so I think it'll be interesting to see what happens, right, especially with this NIL. Again, what do the shoe companies do, right? I think you might see stuff from maybe some of the smaller brands who are like, all right, we're going to try to make a move and do something. I think with Nike, and like, it's going to be a wait and see with them, right? Because like, their point is like, we already outfit your whole team, and like, what?
I was going to say,
what's in it for us?
See more of that, and maybe they can get like a specific sneaker for a star player that wants like some customization. That's where I think we're going to see the room to play. But I would love to see brands like Puma and New Balance and even Adidas really step up here and think about how they partner in this opportunity, right? It's going to be talent recruiting earlier on. It's going to be starting those conversations, bringing them into the family. Under Armour, I know that was one that I didn't mention. And, you know, even though they have Steph Curry, I still feel like there's a lot of room to grow. I'd love to know, even if they're bringing in some of these athletes, from a creative standpoint too, like, it's a new demographic that's even younger than the NBA. But at the end of the day, like, who are the trendsetters, right?
Yep.
As much as I like to think that like ankle weights and bike shorts are coming from our age demographic, they are not. Right.
By the way, did you rock ankle weights and bike shorts this weekend?
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I did not rock ankle weights.
But bike shorts,
I think, yes. I need some new ankle weights, okay. But I basically lived in bike shorts. I'm currently rocking bike shorts.
Well, folks, stay tuned because coming up next, y'all know.
We have a surprise.
we do have a surprise.
Sorry, did I ruin the surprise by saying there was a surprise?
I mean, kind of. But coming up next is America's favorite segment, Shoe and Tell, presented by Another Lane, the premier digital marketplace for dope kicks. And yes, we're going to have a guest, and it's going to be related to Gabby's consistent badgering me about, Gerard, but you don't even buy shoes. You just get them sent to you for free. Well, listen, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Stay tuned. What's good, everybody? We are back. Gabby, it's Shoe and Tell time, and things are going a little differently this time. As always, you guys know, Shoe and Tell, presented by Another Lane, the premier digital marketplace for dope kicks. Y'all know our good friends, Chad and Adina, over there, killing it in the sneaker game. They've built a wonderful community. They are growing leaps and bounds by the day. Matter of fact, Chad and Adina will be guests on an upcoming episode. Return guests, so stay tuned. That'll be our first return guest. I'm not going to say when, but that's our first return guest, I think.
But speaking of surprises that we are ruining, Gerard.
I'm not ruining anything. Can you just let me, like, freaking lead the thing and, you know, we'll get to it. God.
I would love to talk about our gracious guest who's wearing another Lane red lipstick.
And joining us this week is Ellen. Ellen will be our guest this week for Shoe and Tell. Now, folks, we're doing something a little bit special and different this week. And for upcoming episodes, stay tuned. We're going to do more and more of this stuff, and we'll tell you how you, too, can be featured in Shoe and Tell on an upcoming episode. We want to bring in some friends of ours who are like, hey, man, you guys are on this show. You're doing all this cool stuff. I want to be on Shoe and Tell. And we're like, all right, guys, you know.
I guess we'll make an exception.
We'll see what we can do. So we brought on the lovely Ellen. Now, you guys may remember, those of you who are loyal KNS listeners and followers, Ellen is one of our first original OGs, down with us from the beginning. And I believe her first comment after our first episode was, tell Gerard stop talking about free shoes. So we are like, and that's been...
Let's explore that, though, because I think there's something to that. Because, you know, our first episode at this point was a very long time ago. Your girl Gabby sounded like a baby deer on the first episode. Go back and watch it. It's jokes as much as it is for you.
Always jokes.
Hi, my name is Gabby, and this is Kiki.
I know, I was like,
that's
damn,
like,
girl.
That's literally how I sound.
Yeah. But you've grown into your voice now.
And Ellen has grown with us as a follower, as a fan. But, you know, that comment just stays true because, you know, Ellen, you are not the first, you are the first, but you're not the only to say that. But I think it's, you know, Gerard doesn't believe me when I say things a lot of the time. So I love to bring in an outside perspective to fact check these statements. But Ellen, like, let's hand over the floor to you. Like, tell us what you think. Why is that a thing? Why has it been a thing?
Well, it's a thing because it bothers Gerard so much.
Right. See, that's really what it's about. It's like, oh, now I'm going to keep doing it.
Now I can't stop. No, but just originally I was like, well, if I'm listening, I want to listen to know where to find sneakers, how to get them, how much they are. And I felt like, you know, keep talking about how you keep getting free sneakers. You know, it's like,
not a helpful.
A lot.
Look, all right, there are... There are ways in which you can share the love with people. And, you know, in due course and in due time, people can share the love with the free hookups. You know, we're working on it.
Waiting, but okay,
we're listen, gonna. Gabby, we're building.
I'm running out of water. I'm really thirsty.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
You know what? Rome, if you want to, Gerard. Ellen, I want to see your sneakers. What you got?
Yes, Ellen, this is your show. What do you got for us?
Okay. So my first pair of sneakers is a pair that I paid for.
And jokes. Everybody got jokes here.
This is my first pair of Air Force Ones, and they are custom. So they have my initials. These are actually sort of a nod to my first ever custom pair that I made when I was in high school, in the same colorway. They were army green and an orange swoosh, which I love an orange swoosh, so orange anything. And army green and these are winterized, so these are very warm.
Oh, I like that they're winterized. Gerard, you could even borrow those and wear those in All-Star.
Listen, I saw Ellen with army green, so I got a pair of army green Air Force Ones. That's what's going to end up happening. Shouts to me, girls. Okay. You like it? Yeah, I thought you might. Wait, so you did that on Nike ID when you were in high school, right?
Not this pair, but the
original. When original
the came out with customizable sneakers. I was very early in the game there.
Nike ID was cool. I used to love that. That was
my Nike ID was cool. Like, do you remember the Nike Studio that you could actually go
and
feel and touch the fabric on that top floor of Nike when it was at 57th Street? Like, that was a vibe.
Yeah, so pretty cool.
I like it.
Yeah, so I actually, my second pair, are we ready?
Oh, well, we've been ready.
They're my second pair of Air Force Ones, I think I actually bought them right after because I really like them. And these are called the Nike Air Force One Shadows. And this is, it's called the Pixel Swoop, and it's
I like it, which
I'm very into.
Love these.
Not winterized, but they are not a patent leather, but they're a shiny black leather.
I like it.
A little spritz of that crepe protect right there.
Yeah, a little bit. Ooh, turn those soles up. Let's see those soles. I like those.
They're a little dirty.
That's all right. We don't mind. I like that. Yeah.
And then any kind of neon on a sneaker. And quick background story. When I was a kid and I moved from Brooklyn to Long Island, I used to wear neon sneakers, neon Nikes, which I did not style very well, so probably not the best look. I got made fun of so bad, but I stand by those sneakers. I still love them. I think about them. I'm like, those sneakers were great.
Yeah.
So,
I think they were great.
You were a trendsetter, Ellen. People just didn't know.
Yeah, I mean, you can wear neon sneakers with red sweatpants every day if you want.
Sure.
Wait, what color neon were they? I have to ask.
Oh, they were like orange, pink.
Yes.
They were all of the neons.
Many different.
Okay.
And I wore them with red, which did not match at all. So
I mean, matching is kind of overrated. You know.
It was very cool. cool. So my last pair of sneakers, which look like Air Pegasus, but they're actually Daybreaks.
Oh.
And
I like those.
Like, so this is like actually a little bit of a felt.
Yep.
mm-hmm. in there.
Yep.
And these are called gold. The color is gold suede, which is funny because there's no suede. And then they have a checkered inside.
Ooh. Like that. Like and that.
I like these for the fall because I feel like that cashmere color, mm-hmm. like cashmere coats and all that classic stuff you can wear in the fall. Like
camel,
I feel like you'd go with it really well.
Gabby, as soon as camel coat was in my head. We're so simpatico on this. I was like,
we are super mm-hmm. simpatico. I also feel like those go really nicely with an Another Lane t-shirt.
Right.
I don't know if you guys notice what's happening here, but I think that like Gerard and Ellen might be sneaker soulmates, S-O-L-E.
We might be.
Usually it's like very tight-lipped and I'm drooling over every shoe and toe. This one, Gerard's like, do those come in my size? Can I get them for free? He's already typing.
First of all.
Connect like this. You know the Kermit the Frog meme that it's like this? This is Gerard right now looking up those sneakers.
I'm already texting the plug like, yo, I need these in an 11. Send them now.
Well, they actually have a new pair of Daybreaks that are out and they have like a cork. It comes like the cork actually covers the swoosh a little bit. They're really cool. And they go all the way down the bottom.
Like
I've been looking at them, but.
Good for your wine tasting, Rod.
What'd you think, Gabs?
Our kicks are good for your wine tasting. You know, all that wine tasting that you're doing. Yeah.
Listen, I'm a man of the people, man of the vineyards. I like a good wine.
A man of the ladies.
Yeah, listen, all of the above.
Said nobody ever.
Said me.
Except for men who own vineyards. You know.
Now you're talking.
I feel like Darren, our guest this past week, was a man of the vineyards. He's like also a man of the salmon caviar.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, he's a man of a lot of things.
Darren, by the way, who 70% of his collection gifted, right? So, I mean, come on.
You know what I like about Darren, too, that I feel like he is in the minority, not the majority? He does not sell his gifted pairs.
I don't sell mine either.
No, I know. But, I mean, a lot of the culture is, you know, it's like when you're on a gifting list.
Yeah.
Speaking from
experience,
rumor mill,
yeah, right?
Not from
you wouldn't know.
I know people who get multiple pairs of kicks all the time. They're gifting their friends. It's almost like too much that they don't know what
right.
to do with any, which is why they should share the wealth with some other people that are not on those lists.
I'm here.
But I'm here. Hello. Yes, size 7. In case you forgot.
So Ellen, what size are you? Let's see if I can get you in the.
Yeah, I'm in women's. I'm. Sometimes an 8, sometimes a 7.5.
Okay, all right. So you guys are like in that. You're like in the same 7-8 range. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if they fit Gabby, they'll fit me. But Gabby and I have, we like a lot of the same sneakers too.
Ellen actually owns a pair of KDs. Yeah,
listen. Love a good KD silhouette. But it really, like, if you get gifted, you should not be reselling them, right? Like,
I agree. But a lot of people.
But gifting it to a friend, that I'm okay with that. You can gift it to a friend, just give it away for Christmas or whatever.
No, but I respect Darren for saying I don't sell them.
For sure.
I appreciate that. But you know, I want to go back to what we're talking about wine for a second. You know,
yes.
Can I just say that a man of the vineyards makes me think of like. A man walking around with like a lantern in the dark.
He's like
stomping on grapes in the middle
of the
night.
He's checking out his grapes. Like, how are these grapes looking tonight? Not
like fondle the grapes.
Not enough moisture in the air.
And they're like, children tell ghost stories about the man of the vineyard. He's gonna
come get
you when you're bad.
Ellen's also a big horror movie fan. I don't know if you can tell, but I love that Gerard has gotten like a murdery twist to him.
I know. It's like what?
Guy.
All right, chill. No, don't. No, don't be putting creep in me in the same sentence. No.
You're not a creep.
Thank you. Thank
Anyone
you.
Anyone who's a man of the ladies is not a creep.
Thank you. Thank you very
man
much.
Of the ladies.
Oh yeah. A man of the ladies.
Oh Lord. There we go. This is hilarious.
We don't know if he's a man to any specific lady because
Lord. Here we go.
But anyway, we're going off on a tangent. I want to bring it back to wine.
Yes.
So, you know, we talk about what's going on in the streets all the time, right? I want your thoughts on this as a man of the vineyards, Gerard.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, recently I've done some traveling.
You have?
You know, I've liked some change of scenery. I haven't been any vineyards yet. stay tuned for more to come on that front. But
feast in the streets, stomping vineyards, coming grapes of vineyards. you see? I knew it.
I also want to preface that I've been watching a lot of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay.
So,
all right. Fair.
I think, you know, some might even say it's rude to not be having an understanding of the group that you're with in terms of ordering wine, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I like someone who likes the flex, be like, yes, we'll have like one of everything. And you're like, all right, great. That's all fun. And then the bill comes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, great, I'll have one of everything to go. And you're like, absolutely not.
Right.
So scenario that has happened with me, you know, and I'm pretty much down for everything. Love a good wine with a steak, you know, it's like kind of my vibe. I'm like an old man sometimes,
mm-hmm. All good.
You know, and that's totally okay. Delicious. Yes, I have excellent taste. And I like a little red wine. You don't always have to order a bottle, but if enough people want it, you know, I am also Jewish, so we do like to split and be economical with what we're ordering.
Of course, of course.
But I do think there's like an unsung kind of rule, right? That if I'm going to order a bottle of wine for even half the table and the other half is going to order their own bottle of wine, maybe like don't get the most expensive one when you're splitting the check. I learned this. Naive Gabby over here was like, yeah, this wine's amazing. It's so delicious.
Somebody ordered the $250 bottle of Dom. You're like,
was on the other bottle of wine. I'll let Ellen take over the story from here and kind of say what happened. But I want your thoughts.
I actually only looked because I wanted to make sure the second bottle was not ridiculously, I didn't know what we were doing for the first one. So I just wanted to make sure they were like around the same. So I looked at what it was, and I was like, oh, $130. So I said something to the other person. I was, we were just getting like Pinot Grigio, which it doesn't need to be expensive.
No.
Which is the kind of whole point of it.
Right.
In my opinion. And so and she was just like, eh, whatever. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever then, I guess we're all in whatever. So...
Whatever, meaning we're splitting the check?
Yeah, what's happening here? So I was a little shocked by it, but I just went with it.
Went with
I
the flow.
Like, well, I guess if we're not worrying about this, then we're not going to worry about it. So, and then ever since, I've just kind of like, I've just never had anything like that happen to me before.
Yeah.
So. I think the one piece of the story that's like a little bonus, because of course this wasn't enough on its own, and this is where Larry David, a.k.a. Gabby Rosenthal, steps in here. our friend decided to order a bottle to go.
For herself?
You know, like, let's keep the train going. Let's get a bottle to go. And she was like, do you want to split it? And I was like, well, how much is it? Now, you know, now I'm putting it out there.
Yeah.
So she tells me how much it is. My heart stops for 3.5 minutes. And I say, absolutely not. And she's like, well, I got it if you want it. And I was like, well, now I feel like I'm like, yeah, well... piece of meat over here that I'm being bribed with nice things, which, of course, I'm never going to say no to. But, like, I feel like we could have easily just gone to the liquor store afterwards and picked up a nice bottle, the same without the restaurant markup. So
agreed.
There's a lot to unpack here.
It's a lot.
That we just put on your plate.
It's a lot. But, like, okay, first of all, what type of restaurant was this?
Fine dining.
Nice one.
Fine dining. Okay.
I like how we are so vague in different terms. Like,
I'm like, was it casual dining or was it like
TGI Fridays? I'll put it that way.
Or was it fine dining?
I wore a real shoe. That should give you an indication. Of how nice
okay, you wore a real shoe. Okay.
I was not in sneakers.
Sneakers were not appropriate.
Okay. No. Okay. All right. So anytime that happens and it's a large group and it's at least what 5-6 of you, probably more, right? Like four. Okay.
Four.
Oh, so it's four.
That's
okay.
That's what made it. That's where okay. It's like, oh, we're now in the weeds of the financials. Of
see that now we're clear. Okay. I thought it was a large group with four.
The responsibility. With
four, I would just be very much clear. Like, look, I automatically assume bottles are happening, and if it's four of us, we're probably getting two, just because economically, if you're having more than two glasses of wine, it doesn't make sense to keep buying them as glasses. Just if you're all going to drink that one, get the whole bottle, right? Okay, fine.
I think we're all on board with, right?
Right. It just makes sense. Okay, cool. Now, when someone says, oh, let me get this bottle, it's $130, I also think about it like, whom are the people I'm with, right? And I'm always sensitive to that. If I am in my corporate days, right, and I'm with everyone of the same ilk, I'm generally not going to look at the price because I know either one of us is getting it covered by like corporate or so it's whatever. I just do my own thing.
Free stuff again. Here we go.
No. But I'm just saying like
that's the kind of free stuff I can get.
That matters, right? Now, if we are with friends who I know are in mixed situations, right? Someone's a freelancer. I am keenly aware of that. I'm like, okay, a $130 bottle of wine may not be what person X who's a freelancer wants to do at this current moment. Right, so I would then ask and say, hey guys, this particular Barolo is $130. Maybe we want to get, and then once, and it's four of us, so I feel like we can have a adult conversation, right? I'm very upfront and honest and straight and direct about that because I don't want surprises come when the check comes, right? I don't want anybody being like, oh, see what had happened was my wallet. No. We not playing that game. I want everybody's going to be upfront from the beginning about what this is. And we're cool. And you, most people, you know, you say, all right, it's 130. You'll know right away. You know, we're not doing that. All right, cool.
But I didn't know that. Otherwise, I would have said that. You know me, I am not shy in the
100
opinions department.
100%. You would have said, but they didn't ask. So I think it is always incumbent on you to, particularly when it is in that range. Now, if for the most part you're dining and it's in that $40 to $50 range or even $60, okay. Yeah, nobody's thinking. But if you're in triple digits, you have to ask, right? Because it's like, oh, I wasn't aware, right? Like
the triple digit wine etiquette.
Yeah, that's so. You need to ask, like, because it's, you know, particularly if it's four. I thought it was a larger group. This is four people. So, you know, you're really seeing what's happening here. So, yes, always.
So, Barolo, is that your wine of choice for us?
Listen.
With a nice little piece of meat?
Well, as you know, I'm mostly plant-based, so I don't generally tend to eat a lot of meat. You are mostly. But however, if I am feeling like having a piece of steak, and that's generally going to happen in the winter time, I may do a Barolo or a wonderful full-body cab sauv, right? But, like, listen, you get one from Napa. It depends on what regions we're talking here. Sometimes if I'm just like, I want a nice Malbec, right? Like it just depends on what kind of vibe and mood I'm in. Oftentimes in the fall and winter, I'm very much into my Oregon Willamette Valley Pinot Noirs. That's kind of like where I like to hang out because they're just nice and sort of like they're light, but they kind of, you know, they got a little bit of body to them. So, you know, it's a little.
You like a little bit of body to them?
You see, I knew you were going to start some. I knew you were going to start some bullshit like that.
I like it though. All right, a man of the vineyards. I see it. I retract my statement about you creeping through.
But yeah, triple digits, people. Like you gotta ask. That's just come on. You know that? No, that's come on.
Not missing rent for sneakers, and I'm not missing it for a bottle.
And
of wine.
Again, I think it's important to be mindful of whom you are with, right? And just be conscious of it, right? And also, even if you don't know, not everybody's in the same financial situation. We have this weird thing, I think, in this society where it's a kind of like impolite to talk about money in certain ways, and it's fine, and I get that. But I think you also, if these are your friends, you want to be sensitive, right? And not be like, oh, this is fine. It's like, how do you know it's fine? You don't know what's going on in my life, right?
You don't know my life. Stop yelling at me. It's a very, very rational response at the dinner table. You don't know me? They take the bottle and run out of the restaurant. One way to get a free meal.
I actually, the fellas and I went out to a wine bar up over here by me on the Upper West Side during one of the playoff games, and we split two bottles of wine. It was four of us. One of our boys doesn't even drink, but he ate. But again, the bottles of wines that we ordered were not out of control, right? He was like, oh, no, straight. We're away. It's not a big deal, right? Like, because again, we didn't put.
He doesn't leave the tip, right?
Is right, that like, exactly. And then we didn't put $180 bottles of, you know, I mean, we don't think we had a rosé. Like, we had, like, you know, it's like, it's chill. Like, you know what's good.
So you went out for the playoffs, huh? I guess my invitation must have gotten lost in the mail.
This was strictly a fella's night.
I mean, yeah. I'm Gabby Brozo. I think I should expect to be invited.
No.
Well, I'm happy to see you out and enjoying some of the playoffs. Cause I know you've been very busy.
Yes, it's, you know. It's
very nice to see.
Yeah, listen, every once in a while, you got to go out there. And see, I'm a man of the people. You got to be out there and, you know, see what's happening in these streets.
Man of the people, y'all. You heard it here first.
It's like very specific people. Only.
Yeah, a man of the two people, neither of which are on this program currently.
Oh, you see, Gabby, you're always trying to throw freaking gasoline on fires out here, man. You gotta just chill, homie. Chill. It's all good. Look at your face.
Nothing I'm gonna say to that.
You have nothing.
What is that? What is that? The old age phrase. You don't have anything nice to say.
See. You're gonna insult? Wow, it's just so sad.
I'm insulting. I said nothing.
Yeah. Respectfully, I'm saying nothing.
Respectfully.
wait till the credits roll, people. Wait till the bloopers for our year end review. We're gonna pull some of this stuff because you're gonna have some nasty things to say.
There's gonna be some feats in the streets. We're gonna debut our OnlyFans. And it's gonna be kicks and shit after dark, y'all.
Oh my
man
god.
Man of the vineyards. We're gonna emboss Gerard pouring us all wine as like a little graphic overlay, you know?
What if we did a K&S episode from like Napa, but we went to like one of these like cool vineyards where, like, you can actually film, you know, where it's like you can stay there. They have like a whole, yeah. How's that sound? Ellen's down for that. Ellen, are you?
That sounds amazing.
Ellen's like, I've been down since day one, so I'm coming.
I think that sounds amazing. Unfortunately, I don't think there's many sneaker stores in Napa, but we could do a Bay Area little ditty.
Yes, because as you know,
and shit does America. You know?
On our way up to Napa, right? We will just. Because we gotta fly to San Francisco first, so we'll just go to San Francisco.
San Fran,
right? You know, so we'll go San Fran, we'll do Oakland, we'll see a couple sneaker stores, and then on our way up
to Napa. Maybe a sports game.
Yeah.
Maybe like get some In-N-Out burger.
Well, all right, ready? I don't want to upset all my California friends about In-N-Out, but anyway.
You don't want to upset anyone else that's also on hosting the show with you about In-N-Out.
Listen, In-N-Out's fine. Anyway, we'll yeah. Anyway.
Lasers.
Gabby's like, I'm going to kill you. Have you ever turned? Have you ever been to In-N-Out and turned your cup over on the inside and read any of the inside of the cups? Oh, next time you're In-N-Out, do that.
Well, that would have been helpful information 2 weeks ago when I had it in Vegas. But, you know, thank you for the delayed tip. I guess I'll just have to go back. And you know what, Gerard? We can read the cups together.
For Summer League.
Summer League.
Ellen, you want to go to Vegas for Summer League?
Was that a groan that I caught it there after? She goes, ugh. Thanks, Gerard. Really happy to be traveling with you, too. I'm going to make sure that we are sitting right next to each other. I'll even take a middle seat so I can sit next to the entire flight.
Oh, God, that sounds like such a awful time. Anyway, folks, that has been another rousing edition of Shoe and Tell. Ellen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, guys.
As always. And Ellen, do you want people to, like, find you on social media? Or are you like, nah, don't find me?
No, I'm very private. Yeah. They can go through you guys.
Nice.
Yeah. So I have one side note. I had my first somebody slid into my DMs for the first time this week.
Is that for Candace After Dark? Want to end the show right now? Yeah, we're gonna.
No, nothing happened. Oh. I was just like, Gabby, what is this? What happens? How does this work?
Someone slid into your DMs.
And I got a bunch of likes. I was like, what's going on here? Does he know I can see this?
He's trying to get your attention.
I think he meant. I don't know if he meant to like all these.
Oh wait. We're going to talk about this. As always, folks, thank you so much for tuning in. You know where to find us. We are all over the social medias at Kicks and Shit Show. Also, we are part of the Count the Dinks family and the Bomb podcast feed. We are there with Crazy Sexy Cool on Mondays, Woke Bros, Growing Up the Same, Rap Names, and of course, us. And as always, until next time, peace.